Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and I'm so glad to be with you. It is Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to everyone. We have been journeying through the New Testament, through the Gospels, and we are now in Matthew chapter 25. So let's dive right in. When the end comes, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids. They took their oil lamps and went to meet the groom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. The foolish bridesmaids took their lamps, but they didn't take any extra oil. The wise bridesmaids, however, took along extra oil for their lamps. Since the groom was late, all the bridesmaids became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, someone shouted, "The groom is here! Come and meet him!" Then all the bridesmaids woke up, got their lamps ready. The foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." But the wise bridesmaids replied, "We can't do that. There won't be enough for both of us. Go, find someone else to sell you some oil." While they were out buying oil, the groom arrived. The bridesmaids who were ready went with him into the wedding hall, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids arrived and said, "Sir, open the door for us." But he said to them, "I don't even know who you are. So stay awake, because you don't know the day or the hour." The kingdom of heaven is like a man going on a trip. He called his servants and entrusted some money to them. He gave one man $10,000, another $4,000, another $2,000. Each was given money based on his ability. The man went on his trip. The one who received $10,000 invested the money at once and doubled his money. The one who had $4,000 did the same and also doubled his money. But the one who received $2,000 went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The one who received $10,000 brought the additional $10,000. He said, "Sir, you gave me $10,000 and I doubled the amount." His master replied, "Good job. You're a good and faithful servant. You proved that you could be trusted with a small amount. I will put you in charge of a large amount. Come and share your master's happiness." The one who received $4,000 came and said, "Sir, you gave me $4,000 and I doubled the amount." His master replied, "Good job. You're a good and faithful servant. You proved that you could be trusted with a small amount. I will put you in charge of a large amount. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the one who received $2,000 came and said, "Sir, I knew that you were a hard person to please. You harvest where you haven't planted and gather where you haven't scattered. I was afraid, so I hid your $2,000 in the ground. Here's your money." His master responded, "You evil and lazy servant. If you knew that I harvest where I haven't planted and gather where I haven't scattered, then you should have invested my money with the bankers. When I returned, I would have received my money back with interest. Take the $2,000 away from him and give it to the one who has $10,000. To all who have, more will be given, and they will have more than enough. But everything will be taken away from those who don't have much. Throw this useless servant into the darkness. People will cry and be in extreme pain there. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his angels are with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. The people of every nation will be gathered in front of him. He will separate them as a shepherd separates a sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, my Father has blessed you, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I needed clothes, and you gave me something to wear. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the people who have God's approval will reply to him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When do we see you as a stranger and take you into our homes, or see you in need of clothes and give you something to wear? When do we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The king will answer them, "I guarantee this truth. Whatever you did for one of my brothers or sisters, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you did it for me." Then the king will say to those on his left, "Get away from me. God has cursed you. Go into everlasting fire that is prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you didn't take me into your homes. I needed clothes and you didn't give me anything to wear. I was sick and in prison. You didn't take care of me. They too will ask, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or as a stranger or in need of clothes or sick or in prison and didn't help you? He will answer them, I can guarantee this truth. Whatever you failed to do for one of my brothers or sisters, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you failed to do for me. These people will go away into eternal punishment, but those with God's approval will go into eternal life. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the way that it speaks to our souls. Thank you for the way that it enlightens us and helps us to understand ourselves better. Father, we thank you for Jesus and for his teaching. But Lord, we thank you that we can learn from him and grow in our understanding of all that you're doing in our lives. And Lord, we just pray that you would strengthen us today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me for the podcast today, and I will see you back tomorrow. Again, Merry Christmas.